Consider a scenario where a mother is crying in her bedroom and her three-year-old toddles into the room. To the child, it looks as if mom is dying. The child is terrified and says, "I love you, mommy." Mom looks at her child. Her eyes fill with love. Her face breaks into a smile. She says, "Oh, honey, I love you so much. You are my wonderful little boy or girl. Come here and give mommy a hug. You make mommy feel so good." A touching scene? No. Emotional abuse. The child has just received the message that he or she has the power to save mommy's life. That the child has power over and therefore responsibility for mommy's feelings. This is emotional abuse and sets up an emotionally incestuous relationship in which the child feels responsible for the parent's emotional needs. A healthy parent would explain to the child that it's all right for mommy to cry, that it is healthy and good for people to cry when they feel sad or hurt. An emotionally healthy parent would role model for the child that it is okay to have the full range of emotions, all of the feelings, sadness and hurt, anger and fear, joy and happiness, etc.